The NFL starts the regular season tonight, and the Dallas Cowboys are the game tonight.
Oh, man, that is just awesome. Yeah.
Are you making plans?
Over? Sure. That'll be great.
Yeah, are you going to make us some taco salad, Scott?
Probably not.
No. I wish you would.
Okay. I'll bring the leftovers back tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be just dance. So, wow, it's the Cowboys. I think I have a story about that. Don't they have some big pregame celebration NFL
thing? Well, you know, the Giants, you know, won the Super Bowl. They're going to introduce all sorts of people in the pregame and do a big pomp and circumstance.
That'd be great.
Game will get started about 9:30.
Yeah, I thought they had, like, musical guests or something.
Sure. Blow the roof off the place.
Yeah, well,
it's New York.
After all, yeah, the greatest city in the world.
Yeah, they play in New Jersey.
They do.
Other than BCS, of course.
Yeah. So now, big kickoff at 2:30-ish on Saturday for A&M football. Now, Kat, what you may not know is that Steve doesn't work on his tan during the summer.
Oh, yeah?
Because he goes ahead and just takes care of that the first few weeks of football season. He basically spends all his Saturdays outdoors.
Now, you know, tanning's not good for you. I do have some SPF 45 that sucks the tan out of your body to borrow some.
Do that. Steve, what is your basic title or area of responsibility on game day?
Oh, I handle things that are going on outside the stadium a lot until the game starts.
Right.
I would call it a starter burn.
So when you say going on outside, does that just mean hanging out in the free beer and food tent?
No, it's actually making sure that everything is in line and as it should be around the food and beer tents.
Okay.
And
exactly.
That sort of thing.
Right.
Causes him to pretty much be outdoors all the time. That's why he loves a 2:30 kickoff in September.
Well, I do like those because that means it's over around 6 or 6:30.
Yeah. Well, that's why we even like those 11 o'clock's better.
I'm a personal fan of those.
Yeah.
Fans hate them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like them.
But what does that matter? Who
exactly.
cares what the fans want?
It's all about you.
That's it. The 11 o'clock kickoffs are wonderful because then you still have a day when that's done. So some universities are requiring student athletes to install spyware on their Facebook, Twitter, and other social media accounts.
Yep.
What kind of spyware?
Well, I'm about to tell you. The monitoring systems notify athletic authorities if the students use words that have been listed as potentially embarrassing, like panties, nicknames for drugs, and really most importantly, names of sports agents.
That's never good.
Yeah. Because you don't really want your junior star for Saturday afternoon talking about what agent he's been chatting with, because that would be a violation. And then, of course, I guess there's a little concern when you start talking about panties and drugs as well. But nonetheless, now you seem to have a knowing that's correct. Is that something that?
Yeah, no. I mean, I think there's a big concern about what's going on student athletes' Twitter accounts and Facebook pages, and there are coaches, there are officials who are monitoring those things. I mean, you've got to know everything about your student athletes.
And, so it's a little more than getting to class, in other words.
Oh, yeah. There's just one more element that you've got to do. I mean, technology is changing, and that's just part of the deal.
And somehow
it's better than the alternative.
Yes, yeah, somehow, some way, those 18 to 21-year-olds seem to pick up on that new technology pretty quickly.
Well, sure. Indianapolis is nice this time of year, but there's no reason to go.
Be where the NCAA is, folks. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Of course, if you do a really good job, they'll come down and see you.
Oh, well, yeah, that's always fun.
That's the plan.
Get the CVB to get a gift basket together.
Sure. Let us save you a trip. Let us just come on down.
Yeah.
How's that?
Thank you.
We'll look around, see if we can find anything of interest.
Holiday.
Yeah, exactly. Good morning meeting. We're going to have
a great time today. On the next Dr. Oz, one full hour of Dr. Oz's best advice ever. From anti-aging to weight loss.
These people ate less and actually lost weight.
The biggest.
These are easy little nudges.
The best. Over 50 of Dr. Oz's all-time greatest tips. If you watch one show this year, this is it. Plus, how you can win almost $1 million in Dr. Oz giveaways from home.
Dr. Oz, weekday afternoons at 4 on KXHD.
When you need weather on the go in the Brazos Valley, download the KX Weather app on your smartphone. View your local radar. See not just 7 days, but 10 days out with KX Mobile 10-Day Forecast. Plan hourly. get instant weather alerts when severe weather hits. And keep up or share your thoughts with KAG's chief meteorologist, Jared Plushnick, on the KAG's weather blog. Get access to all the weather information you need to start your day, only from KAG's HD News.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's National Apology Week.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, why?
Well, just all the things you have to apologize for.
But also today is Be Late for Something Day. So, you know, if you're celebrating that today.
Good thing all of us are here.
Yeah, we did our part. And also it's Cheese Pizza Day.
Now that sounds like a good day.
Yeah,
I'll celebrate that.
Good start, yep.
Why does cheese pizza need its own day?
Well,
it deserves its own day.
But, you know, I think like last week we had Raspberry Tart Day. So, I mean.
Yeah, like something frilly like apple turnovers
there
or something.
Go.
At least cheese pizza, you know, is delicious, slathered in ranch dressing.
Well, you know, ranch dressing is a whole other food group.
What?
Sure is.
Everything but donuts. All right. Go ahead. What do you got for birthdays?
We do have birthdays.
Yeah.
Comedian Bob Newhart, 83
wow.
today.
Wow. Wow. Goodness.
You know, he's been on shows that all include his name.
Yes, that's true. Done pretty well.
Carol Lawrence is 80.
Yeah. She's not playing anywhere. I don't know. She may be in Branson. I'm not sure.
A hotel lounge somewhere.
Where the old people go. Yeah.
William Devane is 73.
Now, just to show you. Okay. Now, William Devane, he's had a body of work, right? I mean, he's done some stuff.
Yeah, all over the place.
Okay. This little service here says William Devane, and then, of course, in parentheses, for those who wouldn't know, he, of course, was the president in The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
See,
pay no attention to that other 35-year career that he's had. He was the president in The Dark Knight.
I like the way that Steve Miller does the birthdays. Notice yesterday that he always, like, explains who the people are.
Yeah.
And not everybody does that.
That's true.
So I appreciate Steve Miller.
There you go. All right.
It's because I don't know half of them.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, some of us also might not know most of them, but they don't necessarily say it on the air.
Well, Carol Lawrence was married to Robert Goulet at one time, okay? But, of course, he's dead and doesn't care anymore, but nonetheless. All right. Go ahead.
Actress Raquel Welch is 72.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You may know her from the poster in Shawshank Redemption in the Cell.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think she was in 1 million B.C., which was a pretty interesting.
There's no reflection on her age.
Not at all.
Is that that Ringo Starr caveman movie?
No, I don't think so. That was, well, maybe. I'm not sure.
I can't remember the name of that movie.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
All right. And
College Football Hall of Famer Jerry Levias is 66.
Wow.
And actor Michael Keaton is 61. Batman.
Real name Michael Douglas.
No, it's not.
It is. That's his real name. He had to change it.
Because there's already one.
There was, it would have been confusing. Yeah.
Well, that I did not know. That is fascinating.
There you go. That's why you listen.
Well, I enjoy Michael Keaton from Mr. Mom.
I thought Michael Keaton was a good Batman, and of course he was in one of my favorite movies, Beetlejuice.
No, that's another good one.
Never seen that movie.
Really? You ought to see that. That's.
I just know the cartoon looked creepy when I was a kid. It gave me the creeps.
Well, guess what? I mean, that's exactly how he looked in makeup. So, I mean, that's that was a very true representation of what he was. So, and if you'd like to see what Alec Baldwin looked like when he was about the third the size that he is now. Because that was a skinny Alec Baldwin. It's like the fat Elvis and the skinny Elvis. That was the skinny Alec Baldwin. So there you go.
Oh, did you want some more?
If you got some more. You got
sure,
more?
We can offer you another one.
All right, sure.
One of the children from Sound of Music, actress Debbie Turner Larson, who was Marta, is 56.
Oh, that should have been a cat trivia question. Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
It's all right.
That's okay.
We were so close.
Yeah.
The rest of them are pretty weak on my list.
Al Stewart, 67, did Year of the Cat and some other stuff. Dweezil Zappa's 43.
Dweezil?
Yeah, Dweezil's had to deal with that name for all of...
Who is Dweezil Zappa?
He had a rough time in junior high, whoever he is.
Yeah, it would be Frank Zappa's child. Yeah.
Is this other kid Moon Unit?
That's correct. Listen to you. Wow. Loudon Wainwright III is 66. He had that song, Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road. You ever heard that?
I have heard that song.
Okay, well, that's the guy.
My mom hates that song.
Well, there are a lot of people who probably do. Kathy Guswhite, who is the cartoonist for Kathy, is 62. All right. There were a couple of more there.
Yeah, that was a good, nice contribution.
Kathy Guswhite, there's some fun people today.
Doing what we can. All right.